While you're catching your breath, let's do the windmill. Feet apart, keep your head still, start with your right hand. Ready, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left. One, two, one, two. Right hand, left hand, right hand, left hand. One, two, one, two. Keep going.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is the Generation Exploitation Podcast and Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy.
And halt.
Show, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Cliff Nestroff. This is the Generation Exploitation Podcast. Right there, we heard a song called Just One Girl by a band called the Knickerbockers. Their big hit was a song called Lies, and this is off the LP Lies from 1966. And at the start there, we heard 15 for Fitness, 15 minutes of exercise set to music with instructions and calls by Boyd Pexon, Principal. Franklin School, Salt Lake City, Utah, a record released by an elementary school principal. I figure right now we're going to listen to some records about hockey. Why not? A couple comedy tracks about hockey and a couple of unintentionally amusing records put out in the late 60s and early 70s, all about Canada's favorite national pastime. Right now, let's start off with a cut off a record called Hockey, with a little help from your friends, the Vancouver Canucks.
Hockey, with a little help from your friends, the Vancouver Canucks. Hey, we want to introduce you to the rage of South Porcupine, Ontario. This is Don Lever. Don plays forward for the Vancouver Canucks. And Don Lever travels in fast, fast company.
Lever racing after it. Porche partially checked him. Lever cutting it on goal. Rolling in front. McCray stopped it. It's loose. It's loose. They score.
Yeah, I was a goaltender till I was 12. And I was in the outdoor rink, so my feet got so cold, I decided I'd go outside and start skating.
This is Don Lever.
Okay, Don, what time do you think is the most important to really hustle in a practice? Like near the beginning or middle of the end?
Well, first of all, when you come out on a warm-up, Dave, the warm-up's most important. Get the groins loose.
The soft, graceful approach to the game called hockey.
Fighting behind the Vancouver goal.
The delicate movement of man meeting man. Warm, unpredictable encounters worth a thousand words.
Whoa, hold it.
An environment of free expression that produces unbelievable relationships and an unbelievable moose.
Moose?
We'd like you to say hello to the Vancouver Canucks' favorite moose, Bob Moose Daly.
Every defenseman is different, I think. Some defensemen like to rush the puck, who has a Bobby Orr, or a Guy Lapointe. Other defensemen like to stay back, as a Terry Harper. They're good defensive defensemen. Now I'm sort of touched in the middle of it.
Bob is like an ugly duckling to me when I first saw him, 6'5". He grew a half an inch last winter. But he has great potential to be a super hockey player in the National Hockey League.
That's your main concern, the people in front of the net. You should work with the team. You're working out there with six men. You have five other players on the ice with you because there's no I in the word team.
Hockey, with a little help from Bob Daly.
Da, 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 da.
Now some men play at football and make it a success.
And some men race their motorbikes while others stick to chess.
Some even take up dueling, which isn't very nice. But we've got something much more grueling, and we're keeping it on ice.
For we've got Hockey Night in Canada, Hockey Night in Canada. That's where all the players and spectators have a ball. And while the voice of Foster Hewitt tells the listeners how we do it, once more for the viewers, let's have another brawl.
Our hockey sticks are just the length
to split a fella's chin.
Our skates are nicely sharpened to slash a fellow's shin.
We cruise across the blue line, and if we've any luck, we'll hit the rival goalie in the navel with the puck.
Oh! When we're on Hockey Night in Canada, Hockey Night in Canada, each Canadian schoolboy knows that what we're doing's right. For the players they're supporting teach the youngsters to be sporting. They don't see too much hockey, but we show them how to fight.
We've got the TV ratings, the best you've ever seen.
Oh yeah, if war broke out on Saturday, we'd keep it off the screen.
You can talk about your parties and political intrigue.
We're the only country governed by the National Hockey League.
And so on Hockey Night in Canada, Hockey Night in Canada, selling beer and gasoline's the reason why we're here. And though faced with summer layoffs, when we've staggered through the playoffs, keep the band-aids ready, we'll be back again next year.
The trip from Parry Sound is a long trip, about 18 years long to be exact. Little changes in this small northern Ontario town, except for the seasons. Boating and fishing is the summer tourist attraction, and then comes the Arctic winds and snows of winter. And with the return of winter, another hockey season for the small fry of Parry Sound, where dreams of future stardom in the National Hockey League are born. Such was the case of one Robert Gordon Orr.
I really
I think like everybody has a favorite team, but I think when a young boy was playing hockey, all the time he was playing, he wants to play in the NHL.
And these are merely the highlights and the finer points of playing the game of hockey. Putting these tips from Bobby Orr into practice is now strictly up to you. And the key word is practice. Practice, determination, and dedication, the heart of all successful athletes. Bobby Orr started skating at 3 and hasn't stopped practicing yet. And as long as he plays the game, practice will continue to be an important part of the Bobby Orr game. Make it an important part of yours, too. Yes, Bobby Orr is many things. And to hockey fans everywhere, he's the symbol of a new and even more exciting era in the long history of the National Hockey League. The 1969-70 season was perhaps the greatest year ever for individual accomplishment. And Bobby Orr was the sculptor that carved new vistas into the already bulging National Hockey League record book. From the shy smile and soft-spoken voice to the fierce battle of blade, stick, and puck. From the delicate sensitivity of a boy turned man to the perfectionist on ice. These are the two sides of Bobby Orr.
Canada's own sport, hockey, has been criticized down through the years for being rough. But what must the first season of the NHL have been like?
Okay, you guys, settle down, eh? Right. Now, that was a tough first period. And I think the score, 123 to 122, proves that both teams need a little more strength in defense. Now, this is the first season of the NHL, and things are bound to improve. Now, we hope next week to have uniforms for you guys, as I realize that you must be quite cold in those striped pajamas. Now, some of you are complaining about the amount of injuries, and quite rightly so. But remember, the bashed-in heads, mangled legs, and broken bones of today will be the scar tissue of tomorrow. So much for humor. Now let's get down to tactics. When do the new rules for next season come out? Well, actually, guys, I've got the rule book right here, and I'm going to read some of them to you. Now listen, you men. Do not shoot the referee. You could get a penalty. Now, don't eye gouge, swear, or trip, or give any linesman a fat lip. There's no boxing goalies' ears or reducing them guys to tears. You keep those sticks from flying high and during games. No drinking rye.
Oh, come on, coach.
Taking all the fun right out of hockey. We want to see the blood flow once again. We'd love to hear the crunch of a well-delivered punch as music to the ears of hockey men. They're ruining the image of our players. They'll all be little angels by and by. We'll never hear the thud or see a drop of blood, and no one will be given a black eye. Before these things can really happen, we'll have to write a letter, can't you see? And ask them to restore our favorite blood and gore before someone invents a color TV.
This music is the prelude, the introduction, and it signals the start of the longest-running and most listened-to program in the history of broadcasting, Hockey Night in Canada. This is the story of that program, of the man who started it all, and how it became a tradition and part of our heritage and culture. So that's our story up to now. But as long as hockey is played, no matter where, Hockey Night in Canada will be there bringing you the spectacle that is hockey. The grandest game of them all.
Several several selections there from all kinds of hockey-related albums. Last one there was from an LP called Great Moments of Hockey, Hockey Night in Canada, the legendary Canadian television show, and indeed the longest-running show in the history of broadcasting still to this day. It started on radio in the late 1930s and continues to this date every single Saturday. And there we heard the booming music of Dolores Claiman composed the Hockey Night in Canada theme song, Canada's second national anthem, as it is referred to in this country. Before that, we heard a song about the very first season in the NHL, a satirical and not that funny sketch from a record called Canada Observed, presented by Capitol Records, featuring the voices of Billy Van, has a cult following here in Canada for the 1970s children's television show House of Frightenstein, and appeared on many, many other low-budget Canadian television shows. And this record was written by a guy named Chris Beard, who was an Australian who came to Canada and wrote for Canadian television in the mid-1960s and added this record to his repertoire in 1967, and then went to Los Angeles and became the head writer of a couple of television shows you may have heard of, The Sonny and Cher Show and Laugh In. Before that, we heard tracks off a record called The Two Sides of Bobby Orr, about number four, Bobby Orr, Boston Bruins superstar defenseman of the late 60s, early 70s. That record put out on ARC Records prior to Bobby Orr's career-ending injury. Before that, we heard a track called Hockey Night in Canada. No relation to the same album that we heard at the end here, but a different record by the Brothers-in-Law, who were three former police officers, who were formerly four former police officers. By this, their third album, one of the members had left. They were cops-turned-satirical folk singers, and this track, Hockey Night in Canada, off their LP, Exposé 67, a play on words there, because in Montreal, Quebec, Canada, 1967, hosted Expo 67. So the name of this record, Exposé 67. And we started off this set of hockey tracks, Hockey, with a little help from your friends, the Vancouver Canucks from 1976, a funky piece of local history from here in Vancouver. Hockey advice from one of the worst hockey teams in the history of the NHL. And now the sounds of some old-timey show business. Here's Alan and Rossi.
Ladies and gentlemen, presenting the comedy stars of our show, Marty Allen and Steve Rossi.
Hello there, it's me, Ringo's mother.
The bees are in the drawer, right?
Yeah, and they're gonna stay in the drawer till you come up with an answer.
When you're smiling, oh, when you're smiling, the whole world is gonna smile along with you.
You know the difference between sex and a chicken salad sandwich?
No, I don't.
Oh, you better have lunch with me tomorrow.
When you're laughing, keep on laughing, and the whole world is gonna laugh along with you.
You know the difference between a horse and a girl?
No, I don't.
You must have some wonderful dates.
Cause when you're crying, oh, you bring on the rain. Stop your crying and be happy again.
Hey, mister, what are you gonna do about them bees? You're very good looking.
Thank you very much, Marty.
In fact, if I ever switch, you're first.
So keep on smiling, cause when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. Thank you so much. We certainly appreciate it. Thank you. You're marvelous. Thank you. It's good to be back here at the Sands for Jack and Trotter. Thank you.
Hey, I was just thinking, you have some technique with girls. Everybody in Vegas is talking about you with girls. I'd like to meet a nice girl.
You'd like to meet a nice
girl? I figure we're going to be here 2 more weeks, and I'm lonesome.
You're a little lonesome?
I can't even get room service.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you, buddy. Thank you so much. Thank you.
We've had a great big time here at the Swinging Sands Hotel. Clap your hands. We've had a great big time here at the Swinging Sands Hotel. Everybody, we've had a great big time here at the Swinging Sands Hotel. Now everybody sing. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Everybody, glory, glory, hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory.
Ladies and gentlemen, Milton Perl's Aladdin Hotel very proudly presents the first lady of comedy, that knockers up gal, the swinging Miss Rusty Warren.
Let it go. Good evening. Hi, how are you tonight? Just in case you don't know, my name is Rusty, and though people may think of me as lusty, it's a well-established fact I'm not too busty. So sue me. That's my advice. Now if you want to have some fun, just follow me, girls, on the land or in the air or on the sea, girls. If some guy appeals to you, tell him it's free, girl. Try him out for size, huh? That's my advice. Now, if you have a problem, I'll advise you. As long as it's about anatomy, baby, I can tell you things that may surprise you. So just wise up, honey, and listen to me. If your 6 or 7 wives have all divorced you, and you just can't find a broad that can defrost you, if wine, women, and song seem to exhaust you, give up singing, buddy. That's my advice. You know, I've got a little advice for some of you single girls in this audience tonight. Do we have any single girls here tonight? Are you a single lady? No? Married lady? Are you a single girl? One little single girl here? Is that all? Yeah! You little? Okay. Little advice for some of the single girls in our audience tonight. If opportunity knocks on your door, don't open it. Unless it bangs. You see, that's the first dirty word I said. You thought I was going to say knockers and poontang right away, didn't you? But I'm going to save it. I'm going to save it. Oh, got some advice for some of you heavy smokers. If you think that smoking is going to ruin your sex life, remember this. It's not how long you make it. It's how you make it long. I had to say it. I had to say it. It drives me crazy if I don't say it. You want to repeat after me, lady? It's how you make it long. Oh, you said it. Good, good. Write it down in case you forget. Oh, got some advice for some of you men who like to go out in a windy day and fly a kite. If you can't get it up, what you need is more tail. Yay! Now, if you like my advice, try it out once or twice. If you have any sense, then you quit being tense. If you want to hear more, don't you head for that door. Sit right back. Just relax. Let's have some laughs. That's Rusty's advice. My next piece of advice, that is. You know, if you really want to have some fun here tonight, each and every one of you just sort of take your clothes off and relax. Wouldn't we have a lot of laughs just sitting around staring at each other? What are you laughing at, lady? Boy, you sure know how to hurt a girl, don't you? But no kidding, listen, everyone, look at the person next to you and try to picture them naked. Go ahead, look, look, look. Your husband a stranger and virgin. Look at everybody, sweetie. Live it up. This is your night. You know what I'd like to picture? If all the men in this audience tonight stood up in one mass naked group and gave me a standing ovation. With my luck, I couldn't even get a rise out of that one over there.
Miss Rusty Warren, ladies and gentlemen. Let's hear it for this truly marvelous performer, the incomparable Miss Rusty Warren. Right.
Rusty Warren live at the Aladdin Hotel, Las Vegas, off her Jubilee LP, Bottoms Up. And before Rusty Warren, we heard Marty Allen and Steve Rossi in-person comedy performance live at the Sands Hotel, 1963, Mercury Records. And Rusty Warren is still alive at the age of 75. Marty Allen is still alive at the age of 84. Steve Rossi, I think, is dead. I'm not totally sure, but two fine examples of Vegas lounge comedy at its finest, at its happeningest, at its show busiest. Ladies and gentlemen, you are still listening to Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy on CITR 101.9 FM and also the Generation Exploitation Podcast. My name is Cliff Nesteroff. Now, I thought we'd listen to some interesting and amusing children's records. First off, I wanted to listen to some stuff off an LP called The Five Senses. The best in children's literature, The Five Senses, narrated by a guy named Donald Murphy. I'm not going to play the track in its entirety. I'm just going to play bits and pieces out of context to make it sound overtly sexual and dirty and extremely offensive. A children's record sounds sort of adults only in the way I've compiled it here. Also, we're going to listen to a song by Mr. Fred Rogers all about sniffing glue and hallucinating. What? Yeah, that's right. And we're going to finish off this set with a track from an LP called Captain Cool and the Kongs on Peter Pan Records. This was a children's record based on a Sid and Marty Krofft TV show. Sid and Marty Krofft, responsible for things like Sigmund and the Sea Monsters, Lidsville, H.R. Puffin Stuff, Land of the Lost, Bigfoot and Wild Boy, and stuff like that. But right now, let's listen to a children's record called The Five Senses, and it's pretty dirty.
My Bunny Feels Soft by Charlotte Steiner. I like soft. Soft is my bunny. Soft is Anne's muff. It is so warm. It is so sticky. We like that. When it's sticky and it lingers, we can lick it off our fingers. Many things are hard. We love it, though. Hard is when you can't break it. Soft is when you can squeeze it. Here goes Anne's smooth balloon. How does it feel in a buttoned-up coat? How are your trunks when you dive from a boat? Tommy found a nut. Seals like it in the pool. Jimmy and I rubbed the pony dry.
Propel, propel, propel your craft gently down liquid solution. Ecstatically, 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 ecstatically. Existence is but an illusion.
Those are very big words, Uncle Friday.
Yes, big words. But I guess they don't speak about love, do they?
Propel, propel, propel your craft gently down liquid solution. Ecstatically, 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 ecstatically. Existence is but an illusion.
All right, group, gather up. Gather up. We're going to start the show now, and I am going to do a solo.
Oh, great, Captain Cool.
Thank you.
Far out.
Yeah, but it's a very difficult solo, so I need you guys to give me a hand.
Oh.
And now, turkeys from the turkey.
Mongo. Mongo.
Sorry about that. I got this at a garage sale over at King Arthur's. What do you think?
I think you better change and help me with my problem.
You got it.
What's your wish, oh Swami of the Sea?
See that girl?
Real bad.
Hey, no problem. I will zap her with a love spell. When she opens up her eyes, the first person she sees, she will fall in love with. And that person will be you.
But that's all it takes?
Hey, would I kid you? Watch.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
Barry is never on time. One moment. I shall employ my ESP. He'll be here in two, no, three, no, 6 minutes. Well, that's not too deplorable.
Out of the great Northwest comes the legendary Bigfoot, who 8 years ago saved a young child lost in the vast wilderness and raised that child until he grew up to be Wild Boy.
Lucas, a ranger in the forest, hears a strange buzzing noise. He turns around and is suddenly covered by a yellow light. It's a flying saucer, and it's landing in the trees. Chatu, the hawk, is watching Lucas and the saucer. Sensing danger, she flies off to get Bigfoot and Wild Boy. Chatu rushes off, and they follow.
An airplane came down.
He must not escape. Follow us, Earthling.
Selections from an LP titled Captain Cool and the Kongs, all spelt with the letter K, on Peter Pan Records, based on the Croft Super Show Saturday morning live-action nonsense of the 1970s. This record came out in the year 1978, Peter Pan Records, Newark, New Jersey. Before that, Mr. Rogers doing the voice of that puppet King that he did on the show, talking about downing a liquid solution and then suddenly existence is but an illusion. Say what, Mr. Rogers? Either demented drug or alcohol references here, particularly when he cryptically states that the words to the song don't speak about love. And then he becomes all sad and then sings about huffing glue or downing solution. That is off a Mr. Rogers LP titled A Place of Our Own on Pickwick Records. Fred put out four such LPs on this label in 1972. And we started this set with The Five Senses, an LP chopped up to sound pornographic, narrated by Donald Murphy, a kid's LP from 1968 on Balmar Records. Now we've had our fun with the children's LPs. Let's get back to some comedy records. Here's something from Henny Youngman.
Everybody's been making life stories. Why don't they make the story of my life? I might have lived. Give me some soft music, please. I came from a very poor family. They couldn't afford to have children, so our neighbor had me. We were so poor, I was born at home. My mother looked at me. Then they took her to the hospital. 11 kids in our family. We were so broke, we had to wear each other's clothing. It wasn't funny. I had 10 sisters. My father was never home. He's always away with the boys. Drinking. I didn't know what to get him for Father's Day. I didn't know how to wrap up a saloon. He finally had to unmove the brass rail from his feet. My father used to talk to me and say, listen, stupid. He always called me listen. He didn't ask me to leave home. He took me down to the highway and pointed. I grew up gradually, and I met my first girl. Her name was Sally. Was that a girl? That's what people kept asking. Every girl has the right to be ugly, but she abused the privilege. She had bags over her eyes. She will never live to be as old as she looked. Four drunks looked at her, they took the pledge. What did I care is the old story. She wanted me to fly for Uncle Sam, but I didn't fly on account of my religion. I was a devout coward. But sometimes when I think back, I sort of get lonesome. And I sort of wish she'd come back again. Sally, come back, you fool, you! Sally, you're a fool, I tell you! She's a little deaf. Sally, you're a fool! Sally's a fool. A fool is Sally. Sally is a fool. Sally, don't you remember our school days? You were bow-legged, I was knock-kneed. When we stood together, we spelled the word ox. Sally, you were so bow-legged when you sat around the house, you sat around the house. And when you smiled, you had a beautiful set of tooth. You went to the dentist. He said, your teeth are all right. Your gums have to come out. You had braces on your teeth. I had braces on my teeth. I used to love to kiss you in the dark and watch the sparks fly. Sally, Sally. Sally, your cute little nose, the way it turned up, then down, then sideways. And the way your lovely hair grew halfway down your back. Too bad it didn't grow on your head. Your left eye was so fascinating, your right eye kept looking at it all the time. Sally, come back, Heathcliff. How did I get in there? Sally. Bring Olivio, 3 feet off, Dub Zebri, fox in the bush.
Thank you. Now, I thought that we're recording, in case you wonder what this mic is for, although I don't think I'm ready to record yet, or probably America isn't ready. But anyway, now, I want to, we'll have an executive here from Disneyland Records, and I wanted to mention that because Brubeck made an album called, Brubeck plays Disney. We're going to call it Brubeck at Disneyland, but then there were a lot of hard boppers in the East that would have said that's where he belongs, you know, that group of critics. So they called, I know. So anyway, Disneyland, if you haven't been there, I just want to say a word about it, is this kind of Sodom and Gomorrah in Anaheim, if you haven't been down there. And it's pretty exciting. You didn't see that part? Oh, it's in back of the rocket. So anyway, that's right, you can park the adults there while the kids go on the ball. Anyway, Disneyland, Disney is a wonderful man, and he's on television every week, and he has a program called Walt Disney Presents. And on the show, he has this film, which is a preview of a film that will later be shown in a theater. And last week, it was a film of people going into the park at Disneyland to get into the theater to see one of his television films, of people going into a theater to see one of his films. But you know those things he does? Disney was on the Mickey Mouse Club, which is the weekday show. I haven't seen the evening show. I don't feel I'm ready yet. Because on the evening show, he has the history of the United States, which he got a franchise to from the Congressional Library. And he has, he has people like Johnny Tremaine and Paul Revere and Tom Paine, which I felt was a mistake. But, see, Disney doesn't know anything about that because, you know, he's been with animals mainly and doesn't know. Anyway, about politics and all, you know, the left and all. Anyway, so.
Oh, Stan.
Yes?
The sheep have arrived.
Oh, good. So I hear. From week to week, we will be bringing you, let us just say, rather unusual guest attractions, including an interview with the abominable snowman, blueprints for a build-it-yourself swamp, and 3D stereopticon slides of the Johnstown flood with the original cast. Today, however, in honor of Bastille Day, we bring you direct from the Basque region of France, Monsieur Marcel Toulet and his original tuned sheep chorus. Due to a linguistical barrier, Monsieur Toulet's friend, Mr. Devereux, I believe it is, will interpret for us. Is that right, sir?
Monsieur, it's a great pleasure.
Yes, well, the pleasure's ours, Mr.
Devereux.
Ask your friend, if you will, please, what kind of sheep these are.
Monsieur Toulet, l'enverruche tonron et le regalou. He say gray ones.
I see. Well, what are the little bells tied around the sheep's neck? I noticed that. Will you ask him what they are for?
Monsieur Toulet, l'on te faisait la poxie de renvoiser le ding 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 ding. What? He say, a lot of sheep have bells, but these sheep are tuned. Says to make the chromatic scales, which he make use of by knocking the sheep on the head with his crook, a signal to them to ring the bell. He do it like this. In this manner, he can play different songs.
Well, that's very nice. I suppose he's going to play a little Baba Black Sheep for us, or something equally as appropriate.
I ask him, Monsieur Toulet, dis la main température, Baba Black Sheep.
Je t'aime, Beredeux.
Oh, he is very offended, monsieur.
Yes, sounded that.
He says this sheep play only cool jazz, man.
Well, tell him on behalf of radio, I certainly didn't want to put down his sheep, but
He say, never mind this snow job. Just get on with it.
I see. Well, tell him okay.
Come and say.
That means start. Oh, that's very nice.
Monsieur et madame. Come and say. No.
Freeburg and Dawes Butler. Butler as a French composer conducting Sheep from the short-lived 1958 Stan Freeburg CBS radio show as repackaged for a Capitol Records LP called Best of the Stan Freeburg Shows, Lullaby of Birdland by Sheep. Before that, we heard some Mort Saul going on about Walt Disney's ignorance when it came to left-wing politics. Of course, Walt Disney testified at the House of Un-American Activities Committee hearings, the McCarthy hearings, and ratted out a lot of left-wing animators. That was off of Mort Saul's 1960 LP, Mort Saul 1960, or Look Forward in Anger on the Verve label. And at the start, we heard a track from Henny Youngman called The Life Story of Henny Youngman, off an interesting compilation of comedians on Corral Records called The Laugh of the Party from 1955, which featured not just Henny Youngman, but Bob and Ray, Steve Allen, Harvey Stone, and several others. There are three comedy cuts for you. And now back to some weird records. I got this record a little while ago called The Story of Mr. World, and it's a 7-inch that would have come along with your Globe if you were to purchase this brand of Globe in the late 1950s. Narrated by Lowell Thomas Jr., this record was sort of instructional to help you figure out your electronic talking globe, as put out by a globe company called Reploggle Globes Incorporated, Chicago.
The world is so full of a number of things, I'm sure we should all be as happy as kings. It seems fitting to begin the story of Mr. World with the words of Robert Louis Stevenson, the famous writer and world traveler. For now, you have a world of your own, filled with more wonders than you ever dreamed of. Turn your globe slowly and watch its countries, islands, and oceans fly beneath you, as though you were an astronaut miles and miles above the Earth. Your Replogo globe is a miniature model of the Earth itself. Because it's round, like the Earth, it shows us who all our neighbors are. Look straight down at the North Pole. Isn't that a surprising view of the world? Notice how many great countries form a circle around the pole. See how close we are to Northern Europe and Asia.
Trajectory A-OK.
Here's an exciting way to use your globe. Track the path of the astronaut as he orbits the Earth in 88 minutes. Use a crayon on the glossy globe surface. It'll wipe off. Follow the spaceman as he swings into orbit over Bermuda, sails above the Atlantic and over the heart of Africa, zooms across the Indian Ocean and over Australia 5 miles a second, then speeds above the blue Pacific, home to the United States. And here's something mighty interesting. Even the astronaut is using a globe in his space capsule to pinpoint his position at all times. 8 other planets revolve around the Sun, all different sizes and distances away. They're all members of one big family called the Solar System, with the Sun at the head of the family. And scientists tell us that the universe contains thousands and thousands of solar systems. Scientists say some of us will learn to live on the Moon, but it won't be very comfortable. For one thing, the Moon has no air. The first astronauts will have to walk around in spacesuits and carry oxygen with them. As more astronauts come, they'll build bases filled with air that can always be kept at the same temperature. This is important because the days are 2 weeks long and temperatures rise higher than 200 degrees. When night comes, it also lasts 2 weeks, with the temperature plunging to 200 degrees below zero. And the Moon is a lonely place, filled with huge, deep craters and jagged mountains, higher than those on Earth, with no grass or trees anywhere, not a living thing. Earth has angry voices, too, the way he might sound if he could speak to us in our own language. Mr. World, how was this wonderful, orderly Earth of ours formed in the first place? And how long has it been going on?
I am the Earth, the planet you call home. Scientists believe I'm at least 4.5 billion years old, but no man yet knows my true age. How did I begin? Many scientists think I was once part of the Sun, that another star approached too close, and the masses which broke off became planets. Others believe I started as a spinning ball of flaming gas. I grew cooler and changed into a boiling, bubbling liquid. Ages went by before I cooled enough to form a crust on my surface. But I was still very, very hot inside. Liquid fire burst through my crust, breaking it up into rocks that shot high in the air and collided in a boiling mass. It took millions of years before my crust finally became a solid surface. Rocks hold the secrets of my past. Search them to learn the events that shaped my history. How long will I live? How long will the Sun live? I do not know. Only the great creator of the world and universe knows the answer. And a million years is as a day in his sight.
The shakes all over me. my thigh bone, shaking all over.
Specifically for the voice we heard, Mae West, the legendary movie star of the 1930s and stage star of the 1920s. In the late 60s and throughout the 70s, she sort of had a bit of a comeback, ill-fated as it were, putting out record albums like the one we just heard and putting out horrible movies like Myra Breckinridge and Sextet, as she tried to appear as the same kind of sex symbol that she had appeared as in the 30s, but of course she was 80 years old and over at that time during her comeback, and it didn't really fare too well. But we just heard that track, Mayday, and as well her cover version of the Canadian Chad Allen and the Expressions track, Shaken All Over. Of course, was covered by The Who as well. May West, Way Out West is the name of the LP on Tower Records. No relation to the record store chain that recently went under. Actually a subsidiary of Capitol Records. And on the cover, she's with a bunch of rock stars, rock musicians clad in black uniforms. And she is saying, come on up and rock with me. May West, Way Out West. We also heard a promotional jingle for ABC Saturday morning cartoons in there in the middle as well. And we started off this last set of the night with a terrifying, terrifying promotional record promoting Mr. Globe, a line of globes from the late 1950s, early 60s. And then we heard his voice, and he was a scary son of a bitch. He didn't sound particularly happy telling us about the history of the Earth. Well, I hope you enjoyed this edition of the Generation Exploitation Podcast and Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Cliff Nesteroff, and I'm going to leave you now with music from a 1968 action flick called Stiletto, based on a Harold Robbins novel. The music composed and conducted by a guy named Sid Raymond. Hope you enjoy it. Good night.
Not mean that I